I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not a lot of people know this, but in 07, when he got drafted, they had the lottery and they did it by telephone. And the guy actually said on the telephone, the first pick goes to the Phoenix Coyotes. And he goes, oh, I got it wrong. It's the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, God.
Was
it a Steve Harvey moment?
I don't know what kind of moment it was. But he said the logo looked like...
Were you coaching at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And Patrick Kane became a generational player, obviously. But it was one of those things. It was just an honest mistake. The guy misread the ball, thought it said the Coyote, and it was a Blackhawk.
That's Wayne Gretzky on the TNT NHL broadcast last night. So I guess the story there that he just told is... The Coyotes got announced as winning the first overall pick in 2007, and then they realized they got it wrong. Man, good thing they didn't do that on national TV. I don't think they would have had a lottery show back then. Could you imagine? Especially if it had been like the 15 lottery. Hey, the Sabres won! Everyone celebrates 3 seconds later. Oh, wait a minute! Nope, wrong. Sorry. Wrong, guys. Gretzky. He's been good. He's been good on those TNT broadcasts. And Ovechkin getting his record. I think he's going to be very... I think he's going to be very good about this. Like, he said last year, I believe, that Ovechkin, when he gets close to the record, and he's getting there, like, five-game goal streak. He's currently on pace to get it in March. He's having an amazing year so far. Gretzky said he'll follow Ovechkin around. Like, when Ovechkin's a goal away, 2 goals away, 3 goals away, just to make sure he's there that night, he said he'll travel around with the Capitals. How cool is that? We'll see if he actually does it, right? But he said, I think he's going to, because he said Gordie Howe did it for him when he broke the record in the 90s. But Gretzky said he'll travel around with the Capitals to make sure he's there when Ovechkin breaks his record. How cool is that? Again, we'll see if it actually comes to fruition a little bit later this season. Sabres and Rangers tonight, by the way, at 7 o'clock. The Sabres, quickly on them, we'll get back to football. We got Scott Pianowski coming up, Yahoo, at 9 o'clock. The Sabres and Rangers tonight, and they're going to be a big underdog in this game. The Rangers are very good. The Rangers are one of the best teams in the league at preventing goals. They are one of the best scoring teams in the league so far this year also. But I will say, it was 2 weeks ago, the Sabres beat the Stars, and I thought they had no shot. Like, Dallas is a great team. They're loaded. You're playing them. You were coming off, I think, 3 losses. Like, just no chance. This isn't happening. And they won, and they looked great doing it. It's just, the Sabres, this was Tuesday, right? You just have no idea what to expect on a night-to-night basis. You know, you just don't have a clue. They could look horrible tonight. They could get their bells rung. They just run out of the building. They could look great. You have no idea at all. And I think a lot of that right now is their goaltending. I think goaltending, night to night, you just don't know what you're getting. Team-wise, I feel like you're starting to learn. You know the top line is going to be great. You know the second line is going to do nothing. The third line is going to be really good. And the fourth line is the fourth line, so you can only get so much out of them. So, you know you're going to have 2 of your top 3 lines looking good, and one of them not. And then you know your blue line is going to make a few mistakes a game, and your goaltending is going to be the thing that's just like, what are you going to get? Levi's had great games and terrible games. Lukanen's had great games and terrible games. Just, I don't know. You're going to need more consistency, I think, out of your goaltending. And Lukanen's been better. He was great on Tuesday. He was amazing. 37 saves on 38 shots. Saved almost 2 full goals above what was expected. So, Lukanen had a great game there, but, I mean, Friday wasn't great against the Islanders. Monday wasn't great against the Panthers, just last Monday. Just need some life. 5-7-1, come on. You need some life going into a 3-game homestand, a little bit of excitement. You get 2 afternoon games in a row. Saturday at 1 against Calgary, Monday at 12:30 against Montreal. Those are always fun. Like, come on. Couple of wins in a row going into that. That's all you can ask for at this point. Like, you're not expecting big changes. You're not expecting big moves that excite you. You're just left to hope, like, please give me a season here. Don't let the season get away from you and let it be over by December 10th and feel like you're just going to be wasting the next 6 months. 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll get back to football. Who should we be rooting for tonight? Ravens or Bengals? I think I'm rooting for the Ravens. I think I am. Scott Pianowski coming up at 9 o'clock. Talk some fantasy football with him. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.